The following is an address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in September of 1969 in London, England.
But the human form of life is meant for saving time for spiritual purposes. We should be satisfied with the bare necessities of life. And the time should be saved to cultivate self-realization. That is the basic principle of Vedic civilization. Therefore, in Vedic civilization, a certain period is devoted for accepting renounced order of life, sannyas, compulsory. This sannyas order, as we have accepted, it is compulsory regulative principle of Vedic way of life. The first 25 years, brahmacharya, strict life of celibacy, student life, without any sex indulgence, complete up to 25. Then grihastha. That is not for also all. If somebody is unable to remain a brahmachari all through, then the spiritual master gives him permission to marry a suitable girl and become a household. This is called grihastha life. Then up to 50 years he can indulge in householder life. Householder life, according to Vedic civilization, is a sort of license for sense gratification, but not for all the time. The injunction is pancasodham balang bhajet. Just after your 50th year, you must give up, retire from household. That is called vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means you can take your wife with you and travel all over the world in places of holy pilgrimage just to give up your attachment for family life. In this way, when one is completely detached from family affection, then he sends back his wife to the elderly children to take care of her, and he takes sannyas, renounce order. This renounce order of life means dedicate completely for the service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, anāsthitam karma phalam kājyam karma karoti ya sa sannyāsi sa yogi na nirāgni na chākriya. Lord Krishna says that one who acts for the sake of duty, not for enjoying the fruit when it is possible. Now, if you are family man, you have to work for maintaining your family. Therefore, you have to enjoy the fruits of your work. So this is possible only for a person who has completely dedicated for service of the Lord. So, Rishabh Dev recommends that human form of life is specifically meant for austerity, a regulative thing, not to do anything according to whims, very regulative life, that is human life. We require, so long we have got this body, we require four things for maintenance of the body. Ahara nidra bhava intanansha. We require to eat something, every one of us. We require to sleep, therefore we must have an apartment or sleeping place. That may be very nice, but we must have some place to sleep, shelter. So eating, sleeping, then some protection, defense, and sense gratification. We have got our senses, they want some satisfaction. So these principles are bodily needs. These are not the needs of the spirit soul. So long we have got this body, we have to satisfy. But not, I mean to say, unrestricted. That is not human life. That is the difference between human life and animal life. But at the present moment, human life has become more than animal life. The animals have a restricted period for sense gratification, but the human life has no restriction. So, Rishabdev instructing, this should not be done. If you want to purify your existence, then you have to live under restriction, just like a patient, a diseased fellow. If he wants to be cured, he must live restricted life under the direction of the physician. Otherwise, he is sure to die, or he is sure to suffer, prolonging the disease. He must. So Rishabdev advised his son, 9 years, boy, if you want to purify your existence, then you have to live a restricted life. Tapah divyam putraka jena suddheta satya jasmat brahma sukham anantam. And what is the benefit of purifying my existence? That is also stated that if you purify your existence, then you will be situated on the Brahma platform. You will understand that you are Brahma, you are spirit soul, you are not this body. Just like the animals, they cannot understand what he is. He identifies himself with this body. But a human being should not identify himself with this body. That is ignorance. Jasa prabuddhi kunape tudhatuke. If anyone identifies himself with this body, then he is said according to the Vedic version, he is an ass. Saiva go khara. Khara means ass. Animal, yes, he does not know what he is. the human form of life, there should be inquiry. What am I, this body? This is called meditation. Think over whether I am this body or I am something else. The whole self-realization process depends on this question. What I am. But that understanding cannot be achieved unless you purify your existence. Therefore, you accept any process of self-realization. There are, in the beginning, the karma process, creative activities, offering sacrifices, performing great sacrifices. And then, out of many thousands of such karmis, one jnani, a person, wise man, who understands that I am not this body, my interest is something, I am still so, he is called jnani, or wise man. Then out of many thousands of jnanis, one becomes mukta. Simply to understand that I am not this body, I am Brahma. This is not sufficient. You must be situated in actual platform of Brahma. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannātma. Nasotiti natāṅkati, samas sarveshu bhūtesu, madhvatti labhati parā. After self-realization, there are activities. What are those activities? Madhvatti labhati parā. That is devotional service. So devotional service begin from the stage of liberation. One is freed from the concept of bodily life, from this wrong concept that I am this body. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Teachings of Bhagavad Gita begin from that. Krishna wanted to teach Arjuna in the beginning, first of all, that you are not this body. He was talking with Krishna. Krishna was asking him to fight, and he was placing so many pleas that if I fight, my family will die, and this woman will be widowed, they will be polluted. So many arguments he played. That means Arjuna was identifying himself with this body. And Krishna, when Arjuna submitted to Krishna, that I am now puzzled, bewildered, I cannot understand what is my duty at the present moment. Therefore, I am submitting unto you, śiṣyasyaṁ. I become your disciple, sādhimāṁ prapannam. I am surrendered unto you. You please instruct me. So, because they were talking like friends in the beginning, so argument like friends talking, that cannot give any conclusion. Here is the Vedic process. Just like Arjuna says, that śādhimāṁ prapannam, śiṣyasya, I become your śiṣya. Śiṣya means disciple. That means whatever disciplinary action he will ask me to follow, I shall do it. This is called shishya. The word shishya comes from the word, Sanskrit word, sasna. Means to rule over, sasna. To ruling by instruction, ruling by laws, and ruling by force, weapon. There are three kinds of ruling. If instruction fails, then evidence from law books. And when that also fails, then force. That is the whole arrangement everywhere. The instruction is that you should not steal. But if you violate, then according to law, you are arrested. If you still violate, then you are punished in so many ways by force. As this is going on in our ordinary life, the same thing is going on by God's will also. The kingdom of God, here is also kingdom of God, and there is another spiritual sky, that is also kingdom of God. So here, all living entities, we are condemned. We are under force. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. We have disobeyed the laws of God, therefore we have been put into this material world to abide by the laws of God by force. By force. You have to. Nobody wants to die, but you have to die. The kalaga bhakti. Nobody wants to be diseased. Oh, you have to be something. Nobody wants to be old. Oh, you have to be something. First, this is going on. But the fool's paradise, we are thinking we are happy. We are making progress. What progress you are making? Have you surpassed the laws of birth, death, old age and disease? No, sir. And then what progress you are making? So this is that one. But if you want really release from these four principles of material way of life, then you have to purify your existence. You purify yourself, then you will be allowed to enter into the purified spiritual star, and you'll get a place in one of the planets there. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhyama paramangma. These things are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Natatra bhāsayate surya, na sasānka na pāvata. Yudratyāna nivattanti sadhyāma paramahama. The hint is given there that in the sky of freedom, in the spiritual sky, there is no need of sunshine. That is the distinction. Try to understand. This is also confirmed in the Upanishad. In the spiritual side, there is no need of sunshine. There is no need of moonshine. There is no need of electricity. Because everything is shining there. All, Brahma is shining. As we have got one single planet here, the sun planet, which is effulgent, dazzling, bright, In the spiritual sky, all the planets are like that. So therefore, there is no question of darkness. Darkness is here. So you try to understand that there is a spiritual sky that is not like this sky where we experience darkness. Now we are experiencing at night, means we are experiencing darkness. Therefore we require this electricity, or moonlight, or sunlight. But the Vedas say, Tamasima, don't remain in this darkness. Jyotirgama. Go, just try to reach that system, that planetary system where everything is deadly, bright. That is the human form of life. That is required. How to enter into that spiritual kingdom or spiritual star? This is a very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So here also, Rishabdev says that live restricted life, tapa. And tapa, restricted hostility, why? Tatva, tapa dibyam. Dibyam means for getting transcendental, blissful life. Tapo dibyam. Jina siddheta satya, your existence will be purified. And you are hankering after happiness. This happiness can be had only when your existence of fault, you have become purified. Your existence becomes purified. Brahma Sukham Anandam, then Brahma means the greatest, unlimited, Sukham, happiness, Ananta, unlimited. You are enjoying so-called happiness, or real happiness, but for a moment. That is not Ananta, unlimited, not unlimited. But there is unlimited happiness, you should know it. There is unlimited happiness. Therefore, Vedic literature says, Ravanti yogina ananti. The yogi is there also after happiness, for satisfaction. Not only the materialist, but the yogi, the bhakta, the jnani, they are also for happiness. Brahma sukha. But they want unlimited, unrestricted happiness, not this flickering happiness. That is very important. Ramante yogina anante. Those are yogi, bhakti yogi, jnana yogi, arhat yogi. Everyone is trying to reach a platform. So, why? For unlimited happiness. Ramante yogina anante. So, satyanande. And that is real happiness. Happiness means unlimited, unrestricted happiness. Without any condition. That is real happiness. If there is restriction, if there is condition, that's like here, if I go to a restaurant, the condition is you first of all pay, then you enjoy it. So similarly, if I have to enjoy a nice apartment, a nice house, first of all pay so many dollars, so many pounds, then enjoy. So there is condition. But in the Brahma Sastram there is no such condition. If you can approach that platform, then that is the meaning, Rama. Iti Rama Padinasu Parabrahma iti Adhidhiyate. Rama. Rama means Raman. Rama. The Supreme Personality of God, Lord Rama. If you associate with him, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Vishnu, Narayana, Narayana Parama Bhaktiyat. He is transcendental, so somehow or other, if you make association with him, if you are elevated to that position, then you get ananta, unlimited happiness. That is required. Because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, Satchidananda Vigraha. The Lord is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Similarly, we are also part and parcel. We are also eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. But because we are part and parcel, very small particles, therefore sometimes our knowledge becomes disturbed. Just like little boy, an elderly man. The elderly man hardly commits mistakes, but little boy commits so many mistakes because he has got little knowledge. So because we, believing entities, we have got knowledge, but because our knowledge is limited, therefore sometimes our knowledge is covered by Maya. But the knowledge of the Supreme is never covered by mind. Just like the cloud. Cloud covers the sky. If an insignificant portion of the sky is covered by cloud, the cloud cannot cover the whole sky. You never hear that a cloud is on London, therefore the cloud is all over the world. No. Similarly, the knowledge is covered of the small particle Brahma, not of the Supreme Brahma. There are many instances. So, somehow or other, our knowledge is now covered in this material existence. So we have to get out of this ignorance. For that purpose, we require tapasya tapodityam. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting some inconveniences. Voluntarily, just like a man is very happy in his family life. He has good house, good wife, good children, and good bank balance, enjoying life. But Shastra says, now you are 50 years old, you must get out. So he has to get out. He cannot say that I am so happy in my family life. My wife is so nice, my children are so obedient. I have got nice money, income, why shall I go out? But Shastra says, no. Brajat means must. He must go to the forest. But if he disobey, then he will be in trouble. Just like he disobey the law, he will be in trouble. So this is called tapasya. I do not like to go out of my home, very comfortable home, happy home. But Shastra says you must. So I have to accept inconveniences. If I leave my home, comfortable home, I do not know where to live, how to eat, where to stay. These are experiences. When we took sannyas in the beginning, we thought like that. But by the grace of God, Krishna, we are not uncomfortable. We left only 3 or 4 children. Now we have got hundreds of children. Without any botheration of wife. And they are so obedient and so beautiful, so nice, that I could not express even the children which I begot at home. So by Krishna's grace, by God's grace, everything is there, provided you depend on. There is no fear. Narayana parasarvena kutasana vibhati. If you want to become dependent on God, you will never be afraid. Sarva-apu-varga-narake-ishtapitu-lāpati. Either you are put into the heaven or hell or anywhere. So this is tapasya. If you perform tapasya for transcendental understanding, then the result will be that your next life you will be promoted to the spiritual side. Taktabiham punarjanmanaiti mameti kaunteya. After leaving this body, one does not come again to this material existence, miserable existence. But unfortunately, we do not accept that we are living in miserable condition. That is called maya. That is called ignorance. We are actually in a miserable condition. We are trying to adjust things, but that cannot be adjusted. We have to suffer. The only way is that you realize yourself, what you are, and act accordingly. So your position is, you are eternal servant of Krishna. You just practice how to serve Krishna, then your life will be successful. So that is our movement. This Krishna consciousness movement is training people how to become an allied servant of Krishna. Shuddha bhakta, an allied, without any adulteration. What is that adulteration? Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abritam anukullina krishna anusilanam bhakti vittava. No other desire, not that by worshipping Krishna or acting devotional service I shall get this opportunity, this facility, material or spiritual. A real devotee, he does not aspire even for liberation. He doesn't want. He simply wants my Lord Krishna wherever I may be. He doesn't matter. Please keep me always engaged in your consciousness. That's all. A devotee never aspires that he will be delivered to the spiritual sky of Vaikuntha. Never mind. Thousands and thousands of births I may rot into the hell, but simply I want my Lord that wherever I may be situated, I may not forget you. Mama janmani janmani sare bhavata bhakti rahi. That's why it's not teachable. Janmani janmani. When there is janmani janmani, that means that is not liberation. As soon as he is liberated, he was not supposed to take birth again. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, janmani janmani. He doesn't aspire about liberation. For purpose, please keep me engaged in your devotional service. That is the pure devotion. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam bhakti uttam. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for purifying the existence of the living entity and engaging constantly in the service of the Lord, and thus he achieves all success of life. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha bhavicharini bhakti yogi na jasevate sagunan samatitta itam brahma bhuyasam. Anyone who is engaged in all our devotional service of me, he is already transcendental to all the three modes of materialism. Sarvanar samatitta etam. Only there are three modes of materialism. Sattara gatava. So a devotee surpasses very easily. Bhavambhudi vasta padam param padam. Bhavambhudi, the great ocean of Nisar, becomes just like the water peak made by the foot of a cup. Bhavambhudi vasta padam param padam 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 jad vipadam natesa. For the devotee, this place is not for them. This place is material world. What is that material world? Padam padam jad vipadam. In every step there is danger. Every step. But they are meant for the param padam. Param padam, the supreme post, or the supreme abode. That is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Supreme Goswami says, Kalau-dosa-nidhi-rāyam yasti-eko-mahānika. In this age of Kali, it is a great ocean of falls, but still there is one sublime gain. What is that? Na kitana deva krishnasya, simply by Krishna kirtan, kitana deva krishnasya, mukta sanga, he becomes liberated, param bhajat, and goes to the supreme kingdom. Simply, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, param vijayate sri krishna sankirtan. All glory to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So chant Hare Krishna and go back to Krishna.